At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for-
Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White. I am your host today of Keeping It Real on Purpose. Today, we're going to talk about the 12 laws of success. And I'm going to give them to you real quick. Like, listen, success is within our grasp. It may look different for some of us, but it only is success. So what looks like success for me doesn't look like success for you. And you know what? I think that's great because we don't need to compare each other to each other. You have the ability to do great things, whether it's different than anyone else or it's the same as anyone else. And to find greatness that you have in you, it's been there all along. That's right. The greatness is in you. You see, I want to help you find it and harness it to accomplish your dreams. In order to find that greatness and in order to use it, to propel yourself forward in the life that you always wanted, you need to learn certain laws. 12 laws to be exact. These are the 12 laws that I've even applied to my life, and I know that they're working every day. So I'm going to give you these 12 laws so you can actually take on these incredible success journeys and achieve your dreams and change your life forever. See, once you learn these laws and put them into practice, success is inevitable. Imagine your dream life. Take your time. I'm still waiting. Imagine everything that you've always wanted. It's all real and it's waiting for you. It's up to you to uncover it. It's up to you to discover what your dream life looks like and then take action. See, the first steps you're going to need to take towards uncovering and manifesting your dream is learning about the 12 laws of success. So let's get over here and get started right on it. Law number one, listen to your heart. Boy, oh boy, if I would have listened to my heart years ago, decades ago, I would have made much stronger and longer strides, but it was buried inside of me. Underneath all the crap that people told me what I should be, could be, would be, now is, anointed to be, whatever they told me, and it was under all that that I had to climb out of someone else's life. To find out what you truly, truly are put on earth to do, you need to turn the volume down a little. You need to find some quiet, and you need to allow yourself to look forward and look inward. When you do, you're able to listen to your heart, and you'll be able to make decisions that reflect what your heart wants, not what everyone else wants. Law number two, leverage your gifts and talents. We are all gifted at something. If you don't feel like you are, this isn't because you don't have any special talents. It's because you haven't found them. You need to try new things and open yourself up to new possibilities. Then once you've found that what you're good at, you're going to want to develop that skill and eventually leverage it to build the life you always wanted. I know I'm doing that now, and I'm leveraging it on all ends so that I can come out on top and have success. Law number three, let go of fear. Fear is simply to understand and even break free of what you once understood. And fear to some means false evidence appearing real. False evidence has no bearing on anything. Appearing to be real because of your misconceptions. You see, we allow our fears to take over and dictate how our lives are supposed to go. You may have gotten used to this and you may think it's normal, but I'm here to tell you, you didn't and you don't have to live like this. You don't have to live in fear. Instead, you can recognize your fears and then build the courage to challenge and defeat them. Law number four, locate your team members. Every great man and woman has an amazing team behind them that supports them and helps them to realize their goals. I know for me, I have that support system. I had to weed it out and figure it out, but those are the people who are perfectly fit together that don't compromise and don't sabotage one another or sabotage you. So you want to avoid those kind of people and those efforts, but that is your amazing team that you're going to start to look into your heart. Where is my amazing team? Where are they? Where are those that I can depend on to do the right thing to help me build and I help them build a career, a life, success, whatever it looks like. Once you know what kind of team that you're looking for, you can start building the perfect team and working towards your goals more quickly and efficiently. Law number five, lift up your mind with self-development. When I started this journey of learning what success truly was for me, I started to really dig inward in me, to develop myself, to invest money in myself. That means invest creativity time, whether I wanted to ride the horses, I wanted to go canoeing, if I wanted to learn a new language, if I needed a coach to coach me on my business. And guess what? I paid for it, I asked for it, and I got it. Lift your mind with self-development. You are never finished learning. No matter how successful you become, no matter how much wealth you have in your life, there's always a next step, a next level. You need to be constantly pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and learning new things to grow eventually, intentionally, and spiritually. You see, this is a race that has to do with you spiritually. Your soul has a lot to do with success. And if your soul is damaged, guess what's going to happen? Your business, your life, your relationships, your love are going to be damaged. And you're going to expect someone else to fix it. But you are the only one that can fix that. You are the only one that can stay on top and work out everything. Self-development. That means asking for help, getting help, accepting help, being in the place to get help. it's worth it to invest in yourself. If you need support, whether it be for your business, a relationship, pay for that therapist, pay for that coach, pay for that mentor, pay for an online class. Get involved. Get out of your comfort zone. Law six. Leave all negative and toxins behind. Imagine trying to grow a forest on land that recently had a toxic spill. Not only is it unlikely, it's next to impossible that you could grow a forest on such land. If you want to grow, you're going to need to remove the toxins from your life and replace them with positivity and love. Law seven, follow the success trails that others have paved before you. No matter what you're doing, no matter what path you're going on, someone has been there before. Stop thinking that you're the only one that came up with the idea. Yes, it may be your baby. Yes, it may be your challenge. Yes, it may be your problem. But guess what? Someone's had it before you. If you're able to follow these people, the people that show good fruit, that they've overcome and they've thrived through it, and they're still working on their healing, they're still working on their successes, those are the right people. Those are the right guides. Those are the right mentors. Those are the right coaches. You'll find success comes a lot quicker and easier than if you tried to go it all by yourself, all by your lonesome, independently on your own. Find a mentor, find a coach, find a guide, and make it worth their time by being a good student. Law eight, leap and grow your wings on the way down. I had to leave my position because it was causing me so much anxiety and mental anguish. So I had to leap. I couldn't plan it out. I just leaped and then I let my wings grow on the way down. A lot of people get bogged down with the planning phase. They also are focused on getting everything perfect that they never actually take action. You need to start and then build momentum as you go. Yes, it's scary. And no, you won't have it all together or all the answers, but you'll learn as you go. Most importantly, you'll be on your way to success. Nine, create multiple streams of income. I love this part because I learned this concept through a friend of mine who I interviewed on my podcast. And he said his mentor told him there are 33 streams of income for one business. That he did. And I said, for one business, 33? He says, yeah. And I said, if you don't mind me asking you, how many streams do you have? He said, I must admit, I only have one. But now that you ask the question and it's brought it back to my mind, I now have to look at my business a different way or listen to my mentor and be a good student. So you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. If the basket tips over, you lost everything. Instead, you need to learn to put your eggs in multiple baskets in case multiple streams of passive income. That way you can keep making money. And if one stream fails, you have others to fall back on. I am right now, and I counted them yesterday, I'm up to 15 from one business. So you can do it. It's all a matter of being creative and building on your skills that you already have and making them work. Law 10, light up each room as you enter. In order to attract people into your life, you need to be the type of person that others want to be around. I learned that early on in my life, that if you light up the room, you're the light, people draw to it, just like the moth to the flame. And you'll always need to learn how to provide value. So once you get the attraction, what are you providing them? Are you just providing them? But listen, light comes from inside. Inside means that you're working on your inside. And guess what? You can light the room up for real with your authentic self. So when people come to you, they are provided value, whether it's high energy, a great hello, great information, or connections with somebody else. and be a beacon of hope in other people's lives. This will help you to attract the type of people that you want to be around, and that will help you along your path to success. Law 11, lead by serving the needs of others. We are all given a gift, the gift of life. Some of us, though, have been able to navigate their lives a little easier than others. There are always people in need, and it's imperative that you find ways to help others along the way. Whether it's helping to build a shelter for the homeless or mentoring students that have potential, you should always be asking yourself, how can I best serve the needs of others? I know for myself, I set time aside. I set a certain amount of hours out of my week just to serve other people. As a mentor, as a guide, in kind. Law number 12, laugh out loud and enjoy every moment. That is one of my favorite laws. Lighten up. Everything is not so very serious. Lighten up, right? Laugh out loud. Life is about having fun and enjoying the time that you have with people that you love. Don't get so bogged down in the journey to greatness that you lose track of what is truly important. See, these 12 laws will lead you to right to success if you know how to properly leverage them. I can help you on that journey. So if you want to take some time to do that, I can help you turn your dreams into reality. As a life purpose coach and available through any of my online courses or my newest book, The Big Ask. Now you may say, The Big Ask. The Big Ask is all about asking those important questions about who you really are, what you really want, how you really want to make it happen, who you are around. What does success really mean for you, not anyone else? It took some trial and error for me to figure out what I was going to be good at. And it took a lot of work for me to understand the laws that success is governed by. I had to work through the hardship so that I could learn the laws. Kind of like the hard way, but the best way. I am turning my dreams into reality by working on these 12 laws of success. You'll be able to learn to understand how the success works if you just look into these. And I hope you took notes, because it starts by taking action. You need to really get into these laws of success. And if you need a copy of them, by all means, ask. That's simple enough, right? But get your foot one foot in front of the other and move through everything. Move through the journey. I promise you, you will not be let down. You will not see the bad part of this, but you will always see the good. Listen, last question of the day. Are you ready to change your life? This is Edna White, the host of Keeping It Real on Purpose, and I'll see you next time.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.